The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, March 30th, 2023. Three of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of threes.
It's also the eve of the bewitching hour.
Oh! Ooh, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, this is not an old show from October. Oh. We live.
We are live in March.
You're not the gabagool. That's
into
big
March.
Pussy.
It is.
I'm going to agree with that.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? He's the gabagool.
Yeah.
You know, that show, I began to watch it almost as a... anytime I'm made to do something, I don't like it. And so we would always Monday morning do the Sopranos recap because everybody that listened to us at that point, which at that point wasn't a whole lot, to be honest.
What?
TBH.
Yeah.
And we'd come in here and for like two segments, so like 40 minutes. What?
Lion's giving me like hand gestures.
I was suggesting to him that I had the gabagool thing, but I'm also entertaining what you're saying right now.
Oh,
I wasn't trying to do all that.
You good?
You're entertaining, distracted.
Mm-hmm.
We'd come in and we'd talk about all the Sopranos.
Yeah.
But it'd stay on till 11, right? Wasn't it on 10 till 11?
I think so. It was on at least at 9 or 10 once.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's when we'd come in at like 3:30.
Yeah.
Get ready for the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I'll tape it and watch it. We'll do the recaps on Tuesday. So, people want to watch it, talk about it. So then I begrudged it.
Mm-hmm.
But I finished it eventually.
Yeah, it was long. Trying to watch it all now, it was long.
It was good.
But yeah, here's the guy with Google thing with Vincent Pastore for an ad for different Dietz and Watson Delicatessen.
Hey, it's me, the Gabagool, and today I'm going to teach you how to make these Dietz and Watson hoagie bites for your Halloween guests. Bite on. This is delicious. Not for nothing, but now you got to chop them into little pieces so your guests can enjoy them. See what I'm saying? Here you go. Tasty hoagie bites.
Feels like a ghost.
He talks is great.
Yeah, so he was the Gabagool.
You watch some old movies, you see some old Sopranos guys playing parts.
Oh, like all of them.
Big Pussy was a cop, and old Andy Garcia movie I watched, I can't remember the name of.
Grandpa, what was his name?
Junior?
Yeah.
Grandpa Junior?
Yeah.
Is Grandpa Senior Junior passed? Uncle Junior.
Uncle Junior, yes, Uncle Junior.
He was that dancing guy at Six Flags.
I think he was. That was him.
Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he that old, or did they just make him look that old?
He's pretty old.
Uncle Junior.
I think he's in his 90s now.
Yeah.
My God.
June. But then the Saints of Newark, he was obviously younger, but still looked the same. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was a weird movie.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
No, I never watched it. Yeah. I think I heard several people pan it, and I'm like, ah.
Wasn't that good.
Don't watch it. If you watch it, I'll punch you in the chops.
The chops.
Poke you right in the face.
That's what I call my butt cheeks.
They'll stick together again.
Big League Chew.
Oh, boy.
Get a lot of feedback about that.
But Big League Chew?
Not just people yelling, hey, man, how's Matt Man's butt cheeks?
No,
I'll let you know later.
That happened years ago when the butt cheeks stuck.
That was a long time back.
With
recent.
The bubble gum, anyway.
Yeah, that was before Matt Man and Fatboy knew each other or were acquainted.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not eat gum. Now you know.
Just don't, you know. Yeah, I guess just don't eat gum. Probably the best thing to do. It's good, though.
Mm-hmm.
No nutritional value. Your body can't break it down, but it just tastes great.
But Big League Chew is delicious.
Hey, I had a first that happened to me today. I met Anonymous in person.
Were they wearing the cool mask?
Oh, no. Not the Guy Fawkes mask.
Oh,
scary.
I'm getting me a big old beef stick and a soda, and the guy comes up to me and says, you going to get on the radio? And then we talk for a little bit, and I said, hey, man, just what's your name? He says, I'm Anonymous. I got Anonymous in person.
Really?
Awesome.
It was crazy.
Oh, that's great.
He bought my breakfast. It was cool.
Did you try to throw him some more things?
I had
three more beef sticks.
Hang on. I got the extra large ones, too. They're good.
So he bought you breakfast and said he's anonymous.
Yeah.
No, it's funny.
Have you already devoured the beef stick?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like, when you say like the extra large one, is it the size of like a baby donkey's leg?
How big is it?
It's like the ones that Nine brings in. It's Jack Link's.
Oh, you gotta fold it in half.
The great big ones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't like Slim Jim. Jack Link's.
Yeah, three of them?
Just one.
Oh.
But,
Dang. That's the sodium.
Yes, I watch it. But they got no carbs in it.
No, not a one.
That went down the road to get it because I forgot my bacon and eggs. So I get bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits and eat the bacon and eggs out of them.
You know, throw the biscuit away. You can cook actual breakfast here. They have like a full
an oven?
Kitchen and everything.
There's no stove, but there is an actual oven. You can't fry an egg, but you can bake a cake.
Oh, there's not a hot top?
No, it always struck me as weird because there's an oven but no stove. Who has an oven and no stove? Us.
I lived in an apartment one time where I thought the oven didn't have one, and it just had a wood board you could put over it.
Yeah.
I never moved the wood board. When I did, I realized, there is a place to cook here.
Oh, I can cook here.
Yeah. They didn't show me that in the model home.
Uh-huh. They should have.
Model.
Man.
Hayes used to model. Did they give you a model home?
No. I did commercial prints. I didn't do fashion. No. Sorry.
Well, you mean like... Like a Family Dollar type magazine?
No, I did like Mervyn's and local stores and things like that. But my main thing was...
Myers Arnold?
Who was playing a nurse for Kaiser.
You were playing a what?
I was a nurse for Kaiser Permanente for that group. For
Yeah. I see them a lot. That's West Coast Medical, right?
It is.
I want to find that footage.
It's got to be
Yeah, I'm like, because the...
What was your name? Did they give you... It's like you could be Dr...
No. I just... Emmett Brown. In the commercial, I handed this elderly, beautiful lady some pills and a little paper.
Hell yeah.
That was my thing.
What kind of pills were they?
Probably just fake.
You know she's in good company.
Real guns, but fake pills. Yeah. What's happening, Hollywood?
Yeah, I mean, Steph Curry, that's one of his endorsements. What, Kaiser pills? Permanente. Maybe they got
an archive. It was a good gig for a while. And my... My co-star was very handsome. He looked like Elvis Presley, but he liked boys.
Oh, that's cool.
Nervous Presley.
Hey, let me get them pills, man. I gotta go to the doctor. This guy's wearing me out.
I'm gonna go perform down at the Children's Hospital.
Yeah. You ain't nothing but a bottom.
This is weird.
I think Elvis would have laughed at that. If he heard it.
Probably not.
He had a big laugh, though.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, it's more of like a,
One of those documentaries, the one about it, they did a documentary about him when he did his comeback show in Vegas. And when he's rehearsing and practicing with the band and stuff, he seems real fun and cool.
Yeah.
Like, he's just being himself real fun and cool. But then there's all the crazy Elvis stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. But when he was that one night that he was drunk and... sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Like you waited et cetera the other night.
Yeah.
Looked like it just dumped Elvis in a dunk tank backstage, bring him out there, and he plays the most beautiful version of How Great Thou Art.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, he will be in heaven now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd
be the official walk-up music.
There's a Pull Your Tongue Out by the Roots, Elvis.
Roots.
You know, Elvis got a lot.
Strung up. He got a lot of what?
Like, you know, you go down that rabbit hole of the internet and you get to... You know, I ended up on Elvis pictures. Mm-hmm. Like, when he would tour these venues, they always give him, like, keys and presentations and certificates.
The police would give him a motorcade to and from the arenas.
Yeah, you ain't going to get that now.
Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't.
He had, like, so many women.
We're
going
to use cops to bring in famous people into town?
Yeah.
We ain't got enough as it is, I hear.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
Police people.
Make a show out of it. Just, you know. Don't defund that part. Mm-hmm. Put some more money into the
I work on the force. Oh, what do you do? I drive beside limousines that are hauling in famous people.
Yeah.
Drop them off at the Boho. I go have a coffee down at Tommy. Oh.
Yeah, at least you're in the process server. Yeah, you know. Elbows them. Those guys catch hell.
You think the weirdest thing about Elvis was this thing about how he was not sexually attracted to mothers at all? Like any mothers, even like Priscilla as a mother.
Really?
There's no sexual attraction whatsoever to any mother.
So
any woman who had a kid or children had no sexual attraction from Elvis.
What is the opposite of an Oedipus complex?
An Electra complex.
Yeah. A what?
Electra complex.
Electra?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Hot damn tamale.
Do you have the other one edited?
I think I got a portion of one. Let me see if it's right here.
Elvis was
going to be Barry White.
That one, yes.
I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. They don't read them because they're all junk. I don't mean to put anybody's job down. I'm talking about they have a job to do, and they got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they make it up, you know. So in my case, they make it up. But I hear rumors flying around. I got sick in the hospital. Well, I was, you know, in this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. Oh, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on music.
Except on music. Mm.
Like a river flows surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to hold it. Hot damn tamale. How's it again? Some things.
I bet it was fun, man, just to record with
hot damn tamale.
Hang on now. It was a hound dog or brown dog. I can't remember.
And then he said if he saw any of those people from the press, he was going to rip their tongue out by the roots.
Yeah.
By the roots. I wonder if that's where the band The Roots got their name from.
Perhaps. Maybe.
That Elvis blooper.
Perhaps.
I see one of you. I'm going to rip your tongue out by the roots. Where are the roots of your tongue at? Your throat?
I guess.
I mean,
it kind of curls around down under through here.
It's connected to the tongue, and then that goes back to the throat.
Yeah.
Where's my palate? Is that the roof?
Oh, there's a bed on the floor.
Yes. Sleepover.
Cheekbone's connected to the tongue bone.
We'll make you a palate on the floor.
Palates.
I bet Elvis would be the prankster type to. He'd try to trick you, like, "Hey, come in here in the studio for a second. Check on my microphone," and he farts a lot and locks you in there.
I mean, well, yeah.
I'm holding the door. You ain't getting out. Take a breath, baby.
Colonel Tom,
I ain't letting you out. You breathe through your mouth.
Colonel Tom, I got a new karate move I'm trying. I want you to lay on my back real hard and then give me some compression. Try to pop my back. He blows his cowboy hat off.
Yeah.
He farted on him.
Mm-hmm. Colonel Tom was Dutch, right?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. According
the
to
accent.
The movie.
Why are you trying to look like Colonel Sanders, Tom Parker?
He was a colonel, but not in American military.
No.
That's just his name?
Oh, he was an honorary colonel in Louisiana, it says.
Honorary.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we should have that by now.
There's an adult film star named the Colonel, and I'm pretty sure he didn't serve.
Really?
Because he's a young guy. He took it upon himself to be the colonel.
Why? Why the colonel?
I don't know. He doesn't wear any kind of regalia,
if
you will.
I would be the general then.
He doesn't wear an army suit.
Don't ask me about insurance. I don't know Shaq. That's my high school mascot.
Parker came to America, worked in carnivals, then he enlisted in the army after he changed his name to Tom Parker. And he went AWOL, got charged with desertion, was punished with solitary confinement, came out with psychosis, spent 2 minutes in the mental hospital, and got discharged from the army.
Well, I know I was working for a Dodger.
Well, I want to see that movie.
Why is all my licenses in every gas station in Gatlinburg, by the way? I never drove nowhere.
That's true. Yeah. Why did Elvis need a driver's license?
Because he was taking care of business.
My car. I'm too drunk to drive. I can't help going through a drive-thru. Hey, man, let me get four number ones.
Is there a photo of Elvis and Donald Trump? Not even a thing.
Yeah, they missed each other.
Trump wasn't on the radar while Elvis was living, really. Or he was just emerging, I guess.
Fred was still the big Trump then.
Yeah,
Elvis died in 77, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there.
I was 2 years old. Yep. I cried, but not because of that. They made me turn off Scooby-Doo. Watch out.
Oh.
Don't you cry at my funeral. I'll smack you a little flat top straight.
Hey, flat top. Hey, chubby kid. I'm on I'm going to jerk that fruit roll-up out by your hand.
Oh, mm-hmm. boy.
And I'll eat it. You ever seen my toilet, boy?
Don't you run through the house. Do what your mama says. Hey, that's the song.
We got four cakes burning right now.
Do what your mama says. Don't run through the house.
I'd like to call Elvis Costello and just talk to him as Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm. Hey, is this Elvis? Hey, Elvis. It's Elvis Presley.
You'd be like, this is fun, but I mean, this is Elvis Costello. Wouldn't appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, he seems like a real dull person.
Oh, man.
Not dull and stupid, but dull and boring.
You got to be Abbott. Pretend to be him.
Trump first attracted public attention in 1978.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they missed each other by a year, or else we could have had that.
Dang it.
Well, he did have Elvis and Nixon, because Nixon gave him the honorary policeman's badge.
Yeah. Didn't he give Nixon a fake karate chop or something?
Yeah, because
he
went to the White House wearing his gi.
Yeah, he did. He did. So
the one with the little cape on it?
Yeah. Then there's a picture of Muhammad Ali and Elvis pretending to box each other. It's a real infamous photo, too.
Mm-hmm.
You want some of this, Ali? I was in the damn army.
I want to say it was at Graceland or Graceland. You Land or Lund? Like data data.
Graceland.
Graceland.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know Elvis would have had a buffet there if he were still with us.
Oh, man.
He would open a restaurant.
He would own Golden Records Corral Buffet.
We got some mashed potatoes. We got some meatloaf and some green beans. What do you want?
Did you save for some room for dessert? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hey, want one of everything?
Come on down to the King's Buffet. We got more rolls than your mama's side of the family.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you very much.
We got more butter in the bottom of your sister's bra. Come on down and have a meal with us.
Lord.
My daughter's going to grow up and marry the pop star you watch.
Mm-hmm. Ask for the King. We don't weigh your buffet food around here to go. You just get as much as you want and take it out the door.
We look at you and say, how much fatter you look. We don't make you get on a scale.
This is turning into an ad for Elvis Presley's chomping and stomping.
We want to feed the hell out of you.
Looking over some acts here, we're going to book. Jelly Roll sounds good.
We got the music, we got the actual food. We got them both for you.
Are we going to fry the blowfish when they come?
You ain't nothing but a bottomless pit.
Hot damn tamale.
We'll sing to you on your birthday. You want a piece of cake? You want the whole cake? I don't care.
Your birthday's tomorrow, and we have someone who's going to sing you happy birthday.
Oh,
tomorrow.
We do. Oh,
that's not, sweet.
You always do the, you know, do the Fat Boy song for P1. So mm-hmm. We're having it done for you. We're gonna have it done for
well,
you.
We got some requests. I hope I'm gonna make a little list. See if you can book them. Sing.
We're already booked.
Oh,
but it'd be funny to look at your list.
Yeah, it would.
I hope I'm singing, brother. I'm gonna be on that list.
He's going to cut your birthday cake in half with a chainsaw.
Yeah, that's what he does.
You don't have to do that for a Debbie cake, but that's cool.
Hey, did the go to break music play?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. We got today an all-new Facebook Fussin'. You'll be able to watch a live video stream of that starting at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, and a whole bunch of stuff we're going to get in today. Some loose, it wouldn't be loose holes.
I hope not.
Some holes to fill from yesterday's show.
Yeah.
And then we'll maybe take some souls, too, whatever the Undertaker does.
Well, that, too, man. Digging holes.
Digging holes and taking souls.
Or taking holes and digging souls.
No, he was digging holes for the souls he took.
Oh, okay.
He killed these people and then took their entities.
He's leaving their bodies in the holes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Until we get through sports, at least, we welcome your text messages at 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line.
Standard message and data rates apply.
Paige, what is up in the Plex?
You would think that a school principal would have intelligence, but not in this case. A principal resigned after sending $100,000 to a scammer posing as Elon Musk. I'll tell you all this next in Your Eyes Guys headlines. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, man.
I believe it.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're lying right now.
Unless you're lying, I believe it.
I really didn't at first.
You didn't believe it?
I thought it was a fake story, to be honest with you.
Is it a fake story?
I don't think so.
Are you pulling one over on us?
I think it might be that dumb.
No, I don't know if I believe it.
Are you pulling the blanket over my eyeballs?
I'll pull some over your eyes. Come here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll pull
Venetian goggles.
A little Vietnamese or one of them.
Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Well, I'm Paige. We begin with this. A principal had to resign after sending $100,000 to a scammer posing as Elon Musk. This is a true story. This is Dr. Jan McGee, was the principal of a charter school in Florida, and she was forced to resign after falling for an online scam where she sent $100,000 to someone who was claiming to be Elon Musk. Well, she mentioned the conversation to her staff, and they were rightfully skeptical. And she they even warned her that this person was a fraud. But Jan believed in fake Elon.
She's a fraud, Jane. Don't do it.
No.
And so...
Breaker.
He went and asked her, fake Elon, asked her to send $100,000 to his right-hand man, someone named Luis Alberto Fernandez.
Mm.
Well, Jan fired off a check from the school's account. Not a good idea.
So I wonder if it was, you know, they got scams now with voice scams that, you know, they can, the AI, of course, generates them to bots. So I didn't know if somebody got a hold of Elon's voice and called somebody up. I mean, you would know, like, what he sounds like.
Did he call her, like, on the CB?
I don't
really... Breaker 1-9, this is Elon Musk. I don't know if you've noticed, the stock's been tanking. Need to buy some more boring machines. I'm going to Antarctica, you know.
Would you like to keep your blue check mark? Send me a check.
I'm going up, I'm going down, I'm going sideways on this earth.
Oh, my God, is this Elon? I'm a principal. I'll send you a check.
Why didn't he call Elon the college?
Yeah.
That would have seemed.
Yeah, you want to hear the audio of her resigning and the school board chairman, Alberto Malvitano?
El Idilo.
Mm-hmm. I am a very smart lady, well-educated. I fell for a scam.
Somehow she believed it, matching funds with this guy, and he was supposed to give like $6 million to the school.
I put myself into this position and into this mess, and I made a bad decision.
I made a bad decision.
Principal's been bad.
Yeah, you did.
I'm a spanky spanky.
We're going to get y'all a gymnasium.
Would you like a basketball court? A basketball field. That's when you know it's fake.
Basketball field.
Would you like a football court?
I mean, you know, even if it had a blue check mark, whoever she was talking to or however she received the information email, you would still want to check it out before you took money from the school.
God, is that Google's going to start doing that on your Gmail? It's got to get a verified thing on there.
Yeah.
That's how I like the blue apron.
That's how I found out about the Instagram verification, because I saw somebody that got it. I'm like, how the hell did you get it?
Mm.
And then that's when you pay you $15 a month. It's your check mark.
I'm going to have to pass on that.
So we lose it on tomorrow?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Supposed to.
I'm going to auction off my very last tweet.
Oh, that's tomorrow. Good. Your last verified tweet.
Yeah, my last verified tweet, because I'm not going to pay for it. And that will also probably be my last tweet, unless management directs me to retweet something.
Yeah.
I will not be using Twitter anymore.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that held me there. It's like, okay, that's cool. I got that. Now, if the places I use can get it, that'd be awesome.
Just think of the people that are actually celebrities tweeting on there are going to be losing everything because they're no longer having that credibility with whatever they're saying.
Yeah, they'll get impersonated.
The Rock can't afford $8 a month. They only got $7.
That's true. He probably spent that
probably
on eggs.
Yeah,
he eats a lot. I don't think I can ever eat his diet. Well, Jennifer Aniston thinks young people are too offended by Friends.
I'm telling you, they have to be, because you watch it now, it's edgy as hell by 2023 standards.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, she says there's a whole generation of people, kids, who are now going back to the old episode of Friends and find them offensive. And there were things that were never intentional, and others, well, we should have thought it through, but I don't think that there's a sensitivity like there is now. And Jen thinks that we've lost the ability to laugh at bigots. And that was kind of like the big thing, just because
that's a word that I that word is like, What is the difference between a bigot and a racist? Is there? Because bigot, I learned from Archie Bunker.
Bigot is more encompassing.
Meaning you don't like anybody.
Well, his definition of bigot, a person who is obstinately or unreasonably attached to a belief, opinion, or faction, especially one is prejudiced against or antagonistic toward a person or people based on the membership of their membership of a particular group. So it's very similar.
But bigot is more like, I guess, 70s kind of talk.
Yeah, and it's more all-encompassing of all sorts of behaviors.
Was Meathead a bigot?
No. No, he was one of the original wokes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Meathead Reiner.
Yeah.
But that's someone who perpetuates stereotypes and things. And, you know, they were laughing at people like that on that show. And people can't handle that subject matter anymore. And it was about educating people on how ridiculous people were. And now we're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it was edgy. You get a little surprised sometimes if it's on the TV and I hear, like, calling somebody gay straight up.
It was tame by 90s standards, now very edgy by 2023 TV standards.
Well, I mean, I've not, believe it or not, watched Friends in probably 20 years.
Yeah.
I can't recall any major. I remember the big love affairs. I remember Joey wanted to get on that TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Gunther, rest in peace, because he was from here.
Dr. Drake Ramore.
And I remember the Rembrandts.
Yeah.
And I remember that fountain they
went and had
sex in after the cameras went off.
And it's just little moments you see, little moments of dialogue you see, like, wow, they couldn't do that now. Like, all throughout every episode. Well,
there's segments of this very program's archives that can never see the light of day. Oh,
plenty.
Simply because just certain words are no longer, you know.
Yeah. I think in the last 10 years, a lot has changed.
Sound drops you can't play anymore.
No.
Girl would be frowned upon.
Scenes from The Sopranos.
Yeah, plenty of those.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you. Birthday boy. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's
early birthday boy. 39, but for one more day.
One more day. I mean, this is a pretty big day. Used to be a day people would petition to be a holiday.
Mm.
I don't think they feel that way anymore, but it is opening day.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about some baseball stuff. P1 Cocky Paul wished me happy birthday, but he's a day early, so it doesn't mean as much.
Gamecocks are always ready. Mm-hmm. We don't wait to the last minute.
Nope, always early.
Got all kinds of stuff coming up, man. Sports, right.
We will get into that and a whole bunch more. Next in your Rise Guys Sports. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, but none of them hold a flame to Nine and Matt Man and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Mermaid USA. It's opening day in baseball. It used to be more exciting for some reason, man. I don't know. Kind of what happened. I saw a couple people, social media, kind of tweet about it. Hey, it's opening day.
Dave Guido.
Yeah, he was one.
Yeah. Josh Fortner.
He might have been another. There are others, too.
I want to guess them all.
Actually, Dave Guido made an awesome, cool little tweet about gun control, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh. And you agreed with it?
I looked at it. Oh. A lot of people are
I looked at it.
Still petitioning to get it to be a national holiday. But if you go to a game, and it's been years since I went to a major league game, how much are you going to spend when you get there, you think? Because I got some numbers.
You're talking food and beer and parking and everything.
Oh, yeah. Total experience. This is broken down per person.
People don't experience things the same way, though. It's tough to say.
Yeah.
I bet you a ticket is no less for opening day or any game.
You'll say any game, yeah.
I bet you good seats are the very minimum 50, so family four is 200, probably 30 a piece to eat. That brings it to 320 parking. It's probably 40-50, so that's 370, and then they gotta eat.
Well, you said 30 bucks a head on food already.
They gotta drink. Pardon me.
Yeah, the kids need beer,
and then maybe some sauvignons.
Maybe $400.
I think 400 is good.
It says the average fan spends $51. Once they enter the ballpark.
That's post-ticket, gas money, transportation, whatever else you do on the way.
Says the average ticket price this year is about $35. The average fan spends that $51 on concessions, parking, and merch. $86 per person total.
Huh.
So that ain't too bad.
$344.
It's better than what I thought.
For a family of four on average.
Yeah, I don't like
this. That's a lot for one afternoon or one evening.
I don't like this whole.
2.5 hours. We're trying to make the game go by faster, so now you get less bang for your buck.
Yep. So.
Yeah, I think you can't drink past the seventh inning stretch. Well, right. Now that's going to come at you a lot sooner.
I mean, literally, you think about that. That's like half your work week's paycheck.
Yeah.
Pre-tax. Good gracious, man.
Yeah, that's why you got to do stuff by yourself, man. You know, there's a, like, locally, dollar beer night. People love to pack in for that, but it's a small cup and it's half head. So you're going to keep going back in line.
Yeah. I worked at a bar where you paid $19 or $20 or something, and you could drink until you had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Real deal. It was like 1996, 95, somewhere around there.
I wonder how they checked that.
They don't do it anymore.
Oh, you can't do it.
People start realizing, you know what?
Just don't drink beer, and you won't pee as fast.
Well, I mean, people would pay $20 to drink Coca-Cola, so.
Yeah.
That's going through you, too.
Depends on what you're drinking it out of. You know?
You the vessel.
The Braves will play Washington today at Washington. Max Fried's going to pitch. Should be Fried, but he likes to go by Fried, I guess, whatever. Tons of games on today. Check it out. That's pretty cool, man. The Dodgers are hooking this dude up. He retired, and he had bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. They gave him a contract with a value of $0 so he can keep his health insurance.
Oh, man.
How many teams are you going to hear do that?
I can't believe it was the Dodgers.
I know. He hasn't played since 2018. His name's Andrew Tolles. Also saw that I think Griffey's still getting paid through his contract.
What, players union?
No.
Just a real contract?
I think he had one of those deferred contracts. Let me check real quick.
Well, he also, they made him some kind of, you know, special office position. Like, remember Hank Aaron was the president of the Atlanta Braves?
Yes.
Has as much, you know, responsibilities as the president of the United States.
Oh.
Evidently, this is a lot. I mean, Griffey's going to get almost $4 million this year. He had deferred money. Manny Ramirez has deferred money until 2026. Matt Holliday until 2029.
Mm-hmm.
It says Todd Helton gets his last salary payment from the Rockies this year.
Is that just what's left over in their contract or something?
Well, it's just deferred money. You know, they like to back in some of these.
How about giving up for Brent Saberhagen and getting $250,000 a year from the Mets till 2029?
God.
Good for him.
The Mets had the dumbest people out there doing contracts, man.
Yeah. Oh, and I think next year's the last year Todd Helton gets money.
Was somebody buy that guy a book. Give him the definition of perpetuity.
Yeah.
Perpetuity.
But doesn't Bonilla go for like at least another 5 more years, right? Bobby Bowe? Sign that deferred money deal.
I believe it's next year.
I think that's what's happening to us here. There's money on the back end we don't know about until we retire. So when we're 80, we'll get like $1 million lump sum.
Is that what it is?
You just got to live to be 80 to get it, though.
Iverson had that, too. He had a Reebok trust that was going to come to – he had money issues.
Yeah.
So I think that's about to come mature, as they would say on their bonds.
Mature.
When you got that crappy gift as a kid, here's a savings bond. You're like, ooh, I got $50. And they're like, no, you don't.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You will in a few years when you're going to need it the most because Social Security won't be here.
Yeah, you can share that with it too. Yeah, it says it's okay. Allen Iverson on his 55th birthday, the Reebok endorsement will kick in. He'll get a check of $800,000 a year. I didn't think it was that long until it kicked in.
Plus, he'll go do his autograph signings once a month. $150 autograph.
Oh, yeah. Lord. It's a $32 million total payday they owe him.
I know we're not athletes or we're in a major motion picture, but I mean, if you played major league sports for even a couple years or you were in one movie, your life can continue to be just signing autographs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What a life.
Even Pete Rose was signing 8 hours a day
when he did that. At the casino, yes.
Well, we out of here.
Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays started that at Bally's. They got kicked out of Major League Baseball. And then first thing Peter Uberoth did the year 84 was put them back in.
Hey, send all ass mall to get old Mick a beer. Come on, man. Come on.
Yep.
Commerce coming.
You are. Okay. Jimmy, you yes. said you found something that will blow my mind.
Yeah, I did.
Blow it.
Are you interested in being immortal?
Ooh, that's a good question.
No. I don't think so. No.
Well, you got 7 years to make up your mind, apparently.
Oh, that's all I have left?
No, we're that close to it.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Man. When I was a kid, I wanted the future to get here so fast. I just wanted it.
Now I want it to stop coming.
Now I want it to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we take the internet off the grid for like 3 months and just see what happens.
Yeah.
Don't log in today to your bank account. Don't watch the news.
Well, a lot of people are saying, don't worry, I was going to wait till tomorrow to look at my bank account anyway. Me all included.
Right. Yeah. All right, we'll get into that and a whole bunch more, plus shortly thereafter an all-new Facebook fuss. And all right.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.